But under modernization, which is a new direction the province is taking casinos, the new revenue-sharing formula will be based on revenue.
Jim Diodati is mayor of Niagara Falls, Canada. He says traditionally his government would receive a flat rate from casino dollars, regardless how much revenue was earned. Niagara Falls would normally receive about $3 million a year from its two casinos for city hosting fees. But that's all changed. Now the Canadian mayor says his city stands to gain $15 to $16 million a year under the new funding formula.
And it's what we've been asking for a number of years. And now we're going to be a partner with the casino. And obviously, as they're more successful, so will be the municipality. And it didn't seem to make any sense. But at least now there's a formula.
Under the new revenue plan, the city has a vested interest in Casino Niagara and Fallsview. Those casinos earned around $590 million last year. But Mayor Diodati says they now must shell out about $4 million for police costs. Prior to this new deal, Ontario Lottery and Gaming foot the bill for casino security. WBFO News asked the Canadian mayor about the ongoing dispute between the Senecas and New York State over casino revenue sharing. Diodati actually wants the Seneca Niagara Casino to succeed, despite the cross-border competition.
Niagara Falls, New York, when it's successful, Niagara Falls, Canada benefits, and vice versa. So we want to see Niagara Falls, New York be very successful. We always say we're one city divided by a river.
Mayor Diodati says he is certain at some point both sides will resolve this dispute. He says Governor Cuomo's proposal to build new casinos could actually enhance competition. The Senecas have withheld about $70 million in revenues from the city of Niagara Falls. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.